The guard led the prisoner through the crowded streets of Jerusalem. 2,000 people had jammed into the city in those couple of days in preparation for Passover. The courtyard outside of the temple was filled with people. Families had come from the countryside. They had spread pallets on the ground where they had spent the night. A child watched the soldier, leading a man as they shoved their way through the crowd. He imagined him to be someone important. "See my lamb," he said. "It is perfect." The priest found no fault in him. And then he noticed that the man's wrists were bound. "Where are they taking you?" he said. "To that same place where you shall take your lamb." And then the child saw his bleeding face, cried out in alarm, and ran away. A murderer goes free, and a harmless teacher is sentenced to die, muttered a disbelieving centurion guard. "Throw him in Barabbas' cell. It's now empty." "What have you done to this man? You have almost beaten him to death," said Barabbas. "It should be you," said the guard. "We tried to get him to scream for mercy, but he never did." Three crossbeams dropped to the ground, and the carpenter crumbled to the ground with them. The centurions, the soldiers, circled with drawn swords to make sure that no one in the crowd disturbed the process of crucifixion. They took his hands and they nailed them to that crossbeam. They lifted the beam to the side of a tree, and they nailed the beams there. They forced his feet together and drove a huge spike through his feet into the tree. "Who is this?" screamed one of the two thieves who were being crucified with him that day. And the guard said, "Last week, he was a hero, welcomed with palm branches and singing by the crowds. Today, he is an enemy of the state of Rome." The screams of the crucified thieves blended with the bleeding of the snowy white lambs in the temple courtyard. It was high noon, 6 hours from then, the Paschal lambs would die. "But Mary," said John, "he is being crucified. You don't want to go." "I know," she said. "An angel long ago told me of his birth, his miraculous birth. I was a virgin. And the Spirit told me of his death to come. And for 34 years, I've watched and waited for this hour. But Mary said, John, in a few moments, he's going to be gone forever. And Mary said, John, don't be so sure. The underworld exploded in front of that cross, and death stood there, the final enemy. If you have come to slay me, death, why can you not do it? Why could you not slay me in the desert at the time of the temptation when I had been without food and drink for 40 days? Why have you tried in vain before and cannot? You cannot unless I allow it, said the Son of God. And now I take sin, all sin, all pain, all sorrow, all death into my body. The record of all the acts of the unrighteous of all time are now laid on one man, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And then he died. And the scream from Golgotha shook the temple. The sky blackened. The earth began to shake. The veil of the temple was ripped apart. And at the same time the veil of the temple was being torn apart, it were as if a hole was being made in the heavens for all time. Part three. All the powers of the Spirit had come together in one place, in one time. A rock tomb on the side of a hill. Out of the lifeless body of Jesus burst forth a blast of light greater than that at the original creation of this world. I am the firstborn from the dead, nor shall I ever die again. In me, my chosen ones have also died. In rising from the womb of death, they in me rise with me, never to die again. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the living Son of God, his flaming body dazzling gold and white, blazing with light, rose from the dead, passing through his grave clothes, passing through the rocks, out into the world. He laughed and shouted to the millions of angels that were there, assembled round that place. And they in turn began to sing. Rapture reigned. Michael and Gabriel, roll the stones out of the way, not for Jesus to come out, but for those who would come to look in. And Jesus said, in a locked room in Jerusalem, there are 10 frightened Jews hiding. We'll visit that room. You saw what happened in the heart of Mary Magdalene when she came. Instantly transformed. You saw what happened to that wretched thief who hung beside me on that cross who begged for mercy. And the same will be true of these 10 men. Rumors. They're only rumors, said Peter. You can't believe in rumors. But, John said, Mary Magdalene never lies. And she said that he said, we were his brothers. He's never used that term before in speaking to us. And if he was from the Father, perhaps he means that in some way his life is now going to be imparted to us. Rumors, said Thomas. And then Jesus Christ stepped through the stone wall, right through the wall. Are you frightened? He said, smiling at them. Do you doubt? Here they were, huddled against the wall, hanging on to each other, scared to death, as it were. Peter, he said, look at my hands. James, come and look at my feet. The flesh is torn. I'm not a ghost. You want to see the scar on my side? It's there. It's real. And they cried and they shook. And then he said, do you have something to eat? And they almost fainted. Something to eat in a moment like this. And Peter said, we've got some fish and some honeycomb. And he handed him the plate, and Jesus took the plate from his hand. And again, Peter could hardly believe that it didn't just fall to the floor. He picked up the plate. And then he turned to Peter and said, ghost, don't eat. I'm not a ghost. I'm alive, Peter. I'm alive. And the angels were watching. He's going to do it. He's going to do the same thing that he did to that thief. He's going to do the same thing that he did to Mary Magdalene. And now that rotten fisherman, that doubting fisherman, Peter, he is going to receive life from death. His spirit is about to change, and he too will be alive. It's just like, they said, when God took that red dirt and he made Adam in his image and he breathed into him the breath of life and he became a living soul. That's exactly what Peter did. The life of God infused into that apostle. And 11 men embraced and laughed and cried. And Jesus said, I have told you many times, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Now I will tell you that which is new. Today I am in you and you are in me. You have my life. For this I was sent into the world, that we might be one. There remains, he said, one more day in history as awesome as this one you just witnessed. That day will be my return. And I ask you, as a congregation this morning, will you be ready to meet him when he comes again? He will return. And through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He offers to all of us His life, His forgiveness, and His eternal abode. Will you pray with me, please?